Bob Hart reporting the headlines from 1957. A Pulitzer Prize is awarded to John F. Kennedy for his book, Profiles in Courage, a book about eight U.S. senators who crossed party lines or defied public opinion to do what they felt was right. 22-year-old Elvis Presley buys a mansion in Memphis for $100,000. It's known as Graceland. Victor O'Malley, owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers, agrees to move his team from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. Fans are not happy. President Dwight Eisenhower announces a 2-year suspension of nuclear testing. And U.S. Senator Strom Thurmond has set the record for the longest filibuster with a 24-hour and 18-minute speech railing against a civil rights bill. Finally, a newcomer, Larry King, has his first radio broadcast on May 1st on WAHR in Miami Beach. Will he last? Only time will tell. Those are some of the stories making news in 1957. This is Bob Hart on Radio Recall with Jim Hampton.
Remember this golden record.
You think he'll last, Larry King? I don't know. It's
walk with me.
Well, we're in the last hour of our show, Radio Recall. We're going to play some of those love songs for you.
Take my hand.
Oh, okay. I'll just take your little hand there, and we'll walk off together into the groovy sunset with the Four Tops, Stillwater. Levi Stubbs, we lost one of the greatest singers of all time, I think. Stillwater. I don't know if you saw that YouTube video where I believe Aretha Franklin was doing a concert and she introduced Levi Stubbs to the audience. He was in a wheelchair and he came out and sang. Heart-wrenching. I mean, it was really just...
Was the voice still there?
A little bit, yeah, it was there. He had, you know, obviously he was very emotional because of the tremendous response that he got. And obviously it was very difficult for him, you know. But and then he passed away just, I think it was a few months later. So if you haven't seen it, you should go on YouTube and check out, you know, Aretha Franklin or Levi Stubbs or something like that, and it'll come up. You're listening to Radio Recall. It's Jim Hampton. Don't forget, we have a website. It's radiorecall.us if you want to, you know, check out. It's sort of in the beginning stages. There's some stuff on there now, but you can keep checking back, and lots more material will be coming up there. So just put in www.radiorecall.us.
Radio Recall remembers the top five songs from this date in 1962. Number five.
And when I told her I
Americans, She Cried, number 5. Here's number 4.
Johnny Angel.
TV star and one-hit wonder Shelley Fabre, that's Johnny Angel. Number 3. D.D. Sharp, Mashed Potato Time. And number 2 from Ackerbilk. Belt with a beautiful stranger on the shore. And the number one song on this date in 1962, The Shirelles.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy, I'll be true to you. You were my first.
Love song from 1962, The Shirelles and Soldier Boy.
Radio Recall, The Jim Henson Show.
Right now, we have on the phone the historian of Detroit radio, Dave Carson, who's written a book called Rockin' Down the Dial. Dave, you there?
I'm here, Jim. Sounds like you guys are having a good time.
No, not really. This is it's not been a very good night, actually. But no, we're having a great time. You know, I'm all this wonderful material to play. Did you hear Tom Clay just a minute
ago? Yeah, Tom Clay. I had the chance to meet Tom once, and but I was happy I did. It was about 1967, and he was a legend. He had been out of Detroit for a few years. I was working at a little radio station in Ypsilanti, drove back into Detroit, and Tom was back in town, believe it or not, working on WTAK, a little talk show.
That's right. I remember that, yeah. With Paul Winter was on there also, yeah.
Yeah, he was doing his program from a shopping mall or something out of Livonia. I said, I've got to run over there. You know, he's been one of my idols. So I went in there and ran down the place, and here he was set up at this you know, this was a guy that had been such a giant at JBK and CKLW and all. He was set up at this little card table outside of some store and sitting there in a little Bandline shirt, you know. And I went up and we I must have stood around for half an hour. We talked. He was very nice. Obviously, he didn't have any records, so we were just chatting during commercials, you know. But very nice. And for me, it was like meeting a legend. Yeah, for
sure. And he moved out to California after that, where I had a chance to get to know him pretty well. He actually did a number of things for me when I did some syndicated radio shows. He was always very, you know, sort of sad that he wasn't back on radio. And he loved Detroit radio, for sure. He was quite
good. Yeah, he did. He always felt that's where he really made his mark, you know. And believe me, he had... You know, people remembered him other places. He began his career in a small town in New York, and then when he got to Buffalo, he was on a station there using the name Guy King. He was the first Guy mm-hmm. King at this WWOL. And on the 4th of July weekend back in 1955, he climbed out the window. You know, he came from a family of window washers, so he loved doing these kind of stunts. And he climbed out the window, and he was doing his show on top of this sign, the station call letter signs, on top of this building downtown Buffalo. And they were playing, he had the engineer playing Rock Around the Clock over and over again, and he was up there dancing and telling people to honk, you know, honk your horns if you want to hear that again, you know. Created this massive traffic tie-up. And a young guy named Dick Purton was actually around that day. He was in Buffalo, and he told me that he and his, at the time, girlfriend drove down there. They wanted to see what was going on, and it was just really a chaotic scene. But it was the kind of thing Tom Clay loved, whether it was just lighting up the phone lines or creating a chaos like that.
Well, when you were doing the research for your book, you had the opportunity really to meet a lot of people who were a big part of the scene, and of course, many of them aren't here right now. Can you think of a couple of people that really made a difference in your life as far as and as far as the book is concerned?
Well, you know, when I started the book, and originally I was just going to do a little magazine article, and I was sort of draining my brain of everything I knew, and then my wife was saying, well, now, this should be a book. And I said, well, I don't know. I've got maybe 30 pages. And she said, well, you got to start calling some people, do some research. So the first person I called was, I said, well, who can I call? You know, I started looking up at it, and I called Paul Winter, Saul Weinman. And I got him on the phone and said, hey, you and I played a game of pool at the Sport House in Woodward Avenue back in 1963. That's how I broke the ice and had a nice chat with him. And, of course, Ed McKenzie was really a breakthrough. I located Ed, and this was really the father of the disc jockeys, the dean of Detroit DJs.
And the first Jack the Bellboy.
Jack the Bellboy.
Right.
On WJBK Radio, when it was a little 250-watt station at 1490 on the dial back in 1946. And he just created a sensation. He was really kind of a rock and roll DJ before there was rock and roll, you know. And he would speak his mind, and if he didn't like a record, you know, he'd break it while the microphone was on. He'd throw it against the wall and break it, and poke fun at recording artists. And all the kids referred to him as Jay the BB, and he was on every afternoon, and just really created a sensation. And he was one of the most important disc jockeys in the nation, as far as breaking records, that type of thing. When Ed McKenzie went on a record in Detroit, you know, it was a very good chance other stations were going to follow it. So, of course, all the record labels, record promotion men were paid him a lot of attention.
And right after that, he left Jack the Bellboy, and then Tom Clay joined that position. And then
kind of like that. Actually, about 5 years went by.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there was a court case. Ed left JBK in February of 52 to go to WXYZ, and he went over there as Jack the Bellboy, and Storer Broadcasting, who owned JBK, instituted a lawsuit right away saying, wait, hey, you developed that name, that whole thing here at this radio station, and needs to stay here. But this was a court case that dragged on for 6 months. So Ed did perform as Jack the Bellboy on WXYZ from February until about September of 52.
Amazing.
And WJBK eventually won the case. And one day I had to go on the air and, hi, everybody, I'm Ed McKenzie. By then, everybody knew his voice, and he became huge. Meanwhile, JBK tucked the name away for a while, and Don McLeod moved into the afternoon show, vacated by Ed McKenzie, and other people like Mickey Shore worked in the evenings. Casey Kasem came along and worked as Casey at the mic. And then about 5 years later, in October of 57, when Casey Kasem resigned, they hired Tom Clay, who was in Cincinnati at the time, and they decided, for whatever reason, a promotional value, that they would bring back the Jack the Bellboy name. And he would go on the air as Tom Clay on the Jack the Bellboy show, or, you know, Jack the Bellboy, Tom Clay, and that thing. And that's, but that's how that happened.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, it's these stories, as I was reading your book, and I'd forgotten some things even that you mentioned, but as I was reading them, a lot of things became clearer to me. You know, being in the business and being on the air,
sure,
I didn't really pay a lot of attention to all the details, but I knew things were going on, and you really clarified it, and it's a wonderful read, and it's a great read even if you aren't in the business. You know, if you're just a everyday person who loves music, loves radio, you're going to love this book, Rocking Down the Dial.
Well, yeah, that's what I thought, you know, as I wrote it. I said I want to give all the information in there that, you know, other DJs, radio people will love, but you know, not, but also make it a story that will appeal to other people. It was funny, Casey Kasem, when I interviewed him for the book, and he was remembering, like it was yesterday, Tom Clay's first night in Detroit, and he was telling me that, I won't do my Casey Kasem impression, but he was saying, Dave, you know, we were over in the parking lot of Hedges Wigwam Restaurant that first night when Tom Clay came on the radio, and like when I heard him the first few minutes of his show and he came on with the theme music and the whole bit, I said to myself, Casey, nobody's going to ever in this town is going to remember you after they hear this guy. Yeah, that's what he, and, it, you know, and I think that kind of came true. He, you know, did great things in his career, but as far as Detroit, Tom Clay made such a mark, and he was such a startling change. You know, before Tom, most of the people on radio, most, not, you know, knock it, everything has to evolve, but you had, you know, a lot of guys that did the big show, hey, guys and gals, and let's go, and you know, the, and Tom Clay came out with this very, you know, confidential tone, you know, like
and
he
a
was
big
just,
echo chamber, you know, around
you
him.
Know, well, he did a little of that, but I think Jim, I'm talking more about just the way that he communicated to the listener. It was like a, more of a one-on-one. And
right.
He went, wow, you know, like he's really just sitting across the room from me, and that's a confidential tone. And it was sort of the magic that he created, and that influenced a lot of other people. And I know Lee Allen, you know, was greatly influenced by Tom Clay.
And I think he admits that as well. He was up here, and he loved Tom on the air. He followed him for a while on WJBK. You know, it's great to talk to you, Dave, and I wish we had even more time. We're going to play a couple of songs, but do you have another book, I think, that came out, or as I recall?
Well, the Rockin' on the Dial was done about 9-10 years ago, and a few years back I wrote another book on Detroit music called Grit, Noise and Revolution, the birth of Detroit rock and roll.
Okay.
The University of Michigan Press.
So that kind of takes up where rock and roll, you know, the early days left off, right?
Yeah, that book starts off back in the late 40s, back with John Lee Hooker, and just comes right up through the 50s, all the great, Jackie Wilson and all the other groups in the history of Motown and Del Shannon. So many, there was a recording studio, about, you know, on every corner, it seemed, in Detroit. Lots of great independent groups and, you know, one-hit wonders and that sort of thing. So it was kind of fun laying all of that out and then leading into the late 60s era with the MC5 and Seeger and the Grandy Ballroom and all of that. So.
Well, thanks, Dave, for talking to us. Hope you had a great weekend. And, you know, keep listening. Maybe you'll hear a few memories that you don't know.
I'll be listening. Thanks,
all right.
Jim.
Thanks,
Take
Dave.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. And you'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Oh, any day now, I'll be all alone. Oh, any day now, when your restless eyes meet someone new. Oh, to my sad surprise, then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Oh, any day now, love will let me die. shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay until you're gone forever. I'll be home. Begging you to stay any day now. When the clock strikes go, you'll call it off. And then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadows will fall all over town. Love will let me down, 'cause you won't be around. Don't fly away, my beautiful bird.
Don't fly away, my beautiful bird. Any day now. That's Chuck Jackson on Radio Recall, Jim Hampton. And we are going to, we got to cram some stuff in here. We have a lot of DJs still to cover. We have a great air check from Gary Stevens from Keener in 1964. Gary was the afternoon, he was sort of like a shock jock in those days. And he used to, you know, throw stuff out there that was pretty risque and get away with it. And he caused a lot of talk in the market, particularly when they launched Keener. But anyway, here's Gary Stevens on Keener, 1964.
WKNR plays more music, more often. You listen every minute. Once you begin it, to the one free wonderful sound from town. On WKNR, it's Keener.
More music.
More often.
New dance called the Shut Up. Now, wait a minute. That ain't right. Let's do the swim. Bobby Freeman. Woo!
Kind of like the monkey, kind of like the twist. Pretend you're in the water and you go like this. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim. Just like the dog, but not so low. Like the hully gully, but not so slow. Now, baby. Come on, baby, now, and swim like a fish. Now, baby, swim. Baby, come on in. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. I do the swim, baby, now. Work it on out. Now, baby, swim. Baby, do the swim. Do what you wanna. It's all right. 'Cause Bobby's gonna show you how to swim tonight. Now, baby, swim.
Swim, that's Bobby Freeman, number 21 this week on Keener. 10 minutes after 6 on the Gary Stevens Show.
Keener, 1-3, Weather Tower.
Very cool tonight. The low's going to be 60. Tomorrow, sunny, a little warmer, the high 80. WKNR temperature in Detroit right now on the Gary Stevens Show, 82.
Dearborn Federal Savings has just opened a new branch office in Dearborn Heights on West Warren, just east of Inkster Road. Visit this new office now during the grand opening. Come in today and open your account at Dearborn Federal's new office on West Warren, just east of Inkster Road.
Very good. Next time I go to rob one, I think it'll be that. Oh, that says it. Forget it. Forget it, boys. It's 11 minutes past 6 o'clock now on WKNR.
Now, on Keener. From the WKNR Music Guide this week, here's the song that's rated
number one.
Number one this week, The Supremes. Where did our love go?
Baby, baby, baby. I
Supremes. It's the new number one song this week on WKNR. Let's make it a double play on the Gary Stevens show. Here's Jimmy Clanton.
You always like the way my baby smiles.
That's Gary Stevens, 1964, WKNR, and he had so much energy that he just really like bowls you over when you hear him on the radio. And well, thank Art Volo for that air check. It was very nice of you to loan it to me for the show tonight here on Radio Recall. And I want to get all the guys in, so I thought I would just go right to the next one. This is you know, when Jack the Bellboy had become such a franchise, it went from, as we mentioned, Ed McKenzie to Tom Clay, then to, I think, a guy by the name of Harvey Kay, and then I think Dave Schaefer, and then it went to Terry Knight, and then to Robin Walker. And this is what you're going to hear right now. Robin Walker, Jack the Bellboy, WJBK.
You're on a ride through the night. Let's go. Robin Walker on the wing until 11:55.
Durande, I got it bad for the new girl in school. The guys are flipping, but I'm playing it cool. Everybody's passing notes in class. They really dig her, now she's such a gas. Chicks are jealous of the new girl.
The chicks are jealous of the new girl.
They put her down and they treat her so
down and they treat her.
But the guys are going out of their mind.
The guys are going out of their mind.
She's the finest chick you'll ever
she's
find.
She's the new girl.
Up, 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 up.
Durande, rande, durande, rande, durande, rande.
Sure was a drag till she transferred here.
I got it bad for the new girl in school. Jan and Dean, double-sided hit, Dead Man's Curve on the flip.
Now, the WJBK Lucky License Number of the Hour with cash for you.
All right, here's how we play the game now. If your Michigan passenger car license plate ends in these three numbers and you have a sticker in your window, you are in with Flynn. The numbers are 0, 9, 3. If you have those numbers, you win yourself $15 from Radio 15.
If your Michigan passenger car license plate ends in the numbers you just heard, and you have a WJBK sticker on the rear window of your car, be first to call 873-7400 within 1 minute. You may win this hour's cash prize in the WJBK Lucky License Contest.
Talk about giveaway money. We've given away $4,185 so far to 252 winners.
WJBK Radio 15.
We're the last of the big spenders. Diamond Jim JBK, that's what they call it. Major Lance Matador.
Robin Walker. He was Jack the Bellboy on WJBK, and that's just an excerpt of his show. Robin actually was on the air in Jackson, Michigan when I was in Jackson, Michigan. We were both on the air at night. He was on WIBM. I was on WKHM, which was owned by Keener, or WKMH at the time. And anyway, he went on from there to WJBK, and he's had a and that nice little run there, and then he sort of disappeared. I guess he's, what is he doing now, Art? He's in Louisville, Kentucky, raising horses, which, you know, that is a pretty good gig, I think. You know, we have a few more minutes to go, and I just wanted to put somebody on here as an old friend of mine, see if I can get him on the line. His name is Dick Crockett, and Dick was at WABX when I was on ABX. Dick, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. It's great to hear from you.
Oh, I know. My heavens, what a great show this is, you know. I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, it's the only Clear Channel station I can think of at this point.
It's on the internet.
I mean, here I am in Sacramento picking you up in Detroit. It's amazing.
And you're
amazing but true.
Reliving the memories, I hope?
Yes, of course.
What memories do you have of Detroit radio?
Well, you know, of course, I was on the FM side, and I worked at WABX prior to the change in the format, and was with them through the change in the format. I really enjoyed that particular segment.
You're talking about, you know, when they went to start playing Canned Heat and Jimi Hendrix and Cream and all those great acts.
That was in February 1st, I think, of 1968.
Hmm. And I think it's because of you that I was able to get a job at that station.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I think so.
But I can remember that at the very beginning of the show, the station, it was bought by the Grafmans. There was a German hour that started from 8 to 10 by Kurt Ortmann.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we did some ethnic programming at that time. And I can remember we had to make the transition from the German polkas to underground radio. And I give the callers WABX in Detroit, and then hit Third Stone from the Sun by Jimi Hendrix. And we were off and running.
Well, that was a great time. I remember being there in when the Tigers won the World Series.
Yes, wasn't that something?
And, you know, we were on the what floor were we on?
I think we were on the 33rd floor. And
of the David Stott Building in downtown Detroit, right?
I can recall that Detroit was, I think they were behind in that game. They were playing the game in St. Louis. And we were right there at the David Stott Building in downtown Detroit.
Detroit Tiger Baseball.
Go get 'em, Tiger.
And then all of a sudden, the Tigers won the game.
And the street was crowded all night. Fire trucks, people cheering and shouting, and nobody could get out of the building, for heaven's sakes. Remember that?
The real thing was that I was on the air, and the air raid sirens went off. And I was trying, you know, we didn't really have a soundproof studio. In fact, it sounded like an air tunnel. And the sirens went off, and it was so loud that I could not even turn the microphone
on. It was unbelievable.
Again. Yeah.
It really was.
Those were great days. And, you know, ABX was a fun time for me, and then I went from there to WJBK. How long did you stay at ABX?
I stayed until through 68, and then I went to into sales at JBK, and then got involved with various radio stations across the country. So I've been around, you know, various markets, but basically in sales, not on the air. But now that I'm retired, I like to get into it a little bit.
And you have a show. You have a jazz show, right?
Yeah, I have a jazz show on The Voice. Am I doing my own promo here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, just put in Access Sacramento. In fact, it's on tonight. It comes on at 10 o'clock our time.
That's
which would be
1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock your time.
Yeah. So you're like all that jazz with Jim Rockwell
exactly,
or something.
2 hours. I was a big Ed Love fan.
And give the address again so we know where to find you.
It's Access Sacramento, one word, .org, O-R-G.
Great. Well, it's great to talk to you. I really appreciate your calling and listening, and it just brings back a lot of memories to me as well.
Well, you know, I have to tell you this. Of course, we go back a long way, and I have to say that this kind of radio does not exist anymore, and I think there's a lot of people out there who would agree with me. And really, personality radio, probably as Dave Carson said in his book, ceased to exist as early as in the early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, when I'm listening to this show tonight, I get caught up in how the enthusiasm of the disc jockey is so very important in driving the music. And I hope you do this again.
No, we're going to try.
Sometime soon.
We're going to try.
Okay.
Thanks, Dick.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. We only act like children when we argue, fuss, and fight. Hey, hey.
If you don't know me,
if you don't know me
now, you will never, never, never know me.
You'll never, never, never know me. Got our own funny moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Melvin and the Blue Notes. And if you don't know me by now, wow. Radio Recall with Jim Hampton, and this is our, you know, sort of wrap here. We're like the last 20 minutes before we go. And coming up at the end of the show, we're going to have Tom Clay's closing theme, which is kind of a work of art, actually. I think you'll love it. And we have heard from so many people. A lot of them I want to thank right now before I forget. I want to thank Johnny Randall for being on the show. It's great to talk to him. My good friend Dick Crockett from WABX. And, of course, we talked to... who else did we talk to?
Dave Carson
with you know, Rocking Down the Dial. And our good friends here in the studio, we had Greg Innes, and now Scott McKinnon and George Griggs are here, you know, with DetroitRadioFlashbacks.com. I have to thank Eileen Glick, of course, with DetroitMemories.com. I promised I would promote her website, which is really wonderful. She's put so much into it and made it into this amazing Detroit, you know, sort of retrospective. And the folks at RealRadio.com, you know, if you really want to hear air checks, not only can you hear the Detroit guys on Detroit Radio Flashbacks, but you go to Real Radio, you'll you'll hear a lot of people from all over the country, you know, from New York and Chicago, Los Angeles, whatever. If you're really into the disc jockeys and some of the great times that radio had in the past, that's the place to go. So I just thought I'd throw that in, all right? We're slowing it down a little bit. This is Ray Peterson. Remember this song?
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation, you give me hope to carry on, and you try to show
Ray Peterson, The Wonder of You, and a song that's rarely heard on the radio, I might add. This is Jim Hampton on Radio Recall, rarely heard on the radio too, I might add. Small world, isn't it?
Funny, you're a stranger who's come here, come from another town. Funny, I'm a stranger myself here. Small world, isn't it? Funny, you're a girl who goes traveling rather than settling down. Funny, 'cause I'd love to go traveling. Small world, isn't it? We have so much in common. It's a phenomenon. We could pool our resources by joining forces. You're a girl who likes children. That's an important sign. Lucky, 'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it? Funny. And fine.
'cause I'd love to have children. Small world, isn't it funny? Isn't it small and funny?
Is a small world, isn't it? Especially this world of radio that we here at Radio Recall kind of live in. And I want to thank again all the people that have supported this this great industry and supported me actually through this show, because without them we couldn't have done it. You know, before we close, I have to say that there are probably two closing themes to a radio show that are, you know, outstanding. One you heard with Lee Allen when he closed with Mr. Sinatra, and I'm a Glum One, remember? And then there's Tom Clay, and he was the original, I think, of the dramatic ending. And it'd be late at night, and the radio is probably the only thing you're hearing around you, and there's Tom Clay, and you turn that volume up a little bit, and he's saying something like, I don't like you. I love you.
So that makes it 16 down and 14 to go for this, the month of July, the year 1964. This one has been a Monday, or what is today, Thursday? I really don't know, with yours truly, a guy by the name of Clay. Right now, well, we'll take our records, not tuck them into bed, because tomorrow will not be a busy day. They can stay up tonight as late as they want. Hope you enjoyed two or three, maybe even four of the things we've had to do and say. If so, God willing, perhaps we'll meet again.
Now, if I were the disc jockey on after that, I would just not bother to go into work because, I mean, it was so powerful and so moving. What did you think of that? You heard that before?
Yeah, I do remember it now. He was the intimacy. That's the word you were looking for. He was one of those first guys who could get intimate.
Yeah.
And growing up in Detroit, I heard it through Lee Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's just been a great learning experience for me. Growing up and watching these people, I think to some extent I've always felt like I met you when I first was getting into broadcasting, and you became kind of a mentor to me. Lee Allen became kind of a mentor to you.
Sure.
And so when the three of us were sitting in this room talking, that was kind of a special moment for me. It's been a great four nights. I've really had a blast.
Yeah, and... I didn't expect it to, I didn't really know how it was going to turn out, this whole show, because I just wanted to come back to Detroit. I wanted to do something that would be fun. This was my hometown. I thought this would be the place to express some of the things that I've been feeling over the years, play some of the songs, you know, say some tributes to some of the people that really influenced my life. And then as I got all of these air checks pulled together and I started to, you know, you work on them and put the music in and really listen to them and hear how amazing these, like a snapshot of time by some great people who really put their heart into their shows.
It's more than music. It's more than radio stations. It's the pop culture we've grown up with.
I wish I knew at the time when I was here and I was doing shows on the radio. I wish I knew that I was in the middle of history. I didn't think about it that way. I was a young kid, and you know, I was meeting people like Berry Gordy and Cassius Clay. Would you know? Lee was talking about Cassius Clay, and he would come to the station. You'd meet him. I used to see all these people that the Temptations. I remember walking into Motown when Berry Gordy was at the piano, and he was just playing a few bars of a little song, and the song turns out to be "You've Made Me So Very Happy," which goes on to become a classic song. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling. I wish I could have documented so much of it so long ago. But again, you know, thanks to the people who love radio and the guys that are here, you know, who have done some of that, it has made this night really, really special. And I thank you again. I hope to see you soon. And until then, you know, good night, my love.
Good night, my love. Pleasant dreams and sleep tight, my love. May tomorrow be sunny and bright and bring you closer. One thing I really need to know is your love, girl, still warm for me. Has it grown cold? Tomorrow be sunny and
you should awake in the stillness of the night. Please have no fear. Oh, I'll be there. You know I do care. So please give me your love. Stay right, my love. May tomorrow be sunny.